Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Close associates of Russian President Vladimir Putin figure prominently in the Panama Papers, the leaked financial documents that shocked the world this week when it was learned that a number of world leaders and other well-known people used offshore accounts to hide money. Revelations drew little more than a shrug in official Moscow, the Russian commentators saying that nothing in the Panama Papers directly links Putin with any criminal act. Alexei Navalny, the well-known Russian corruption fighter and opposition leader, does not agree. He told The Voice of America in an interview that he can envision very serious consequences arising from the Panama Papers disclosures. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and its Gulf allies have many shared issues. His comments follow talks with Gulf Cooperation Council ministers in Bahrain.
President Obama believes very much as I do that in this critical period, a very close and constructive communication between us is more than essential. It is critical to the ability of all of us to meet the security challenges and the economic challenges of the region.
Mr. Kerry also announced new aid for Yemen, where a U.S.-backed Saudi-led coalition has been leading airstrikes against Houthi rebels who are supported by Iran. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir says he will step down when his current term ends in 4 years. In 2015, he won re-election amid poor voter turnout, international criticism, and an opposition boycott. Bashir is wanted by the ICC on criminal charges. This is VOA News.